This podcast is sponsored by the Center for International Business, Loyola University New Orleans College of Business.
Welcome to Gumbo of Opportunities, the podcast where we dive deep into the landscape of international business with a closer look at the state of Louisiana and New Orleans. We will hear stories, insights, and strategies of influential global players of the Bayou region in their pursuit to make the Bayou one of the most attractive areas for businesses. This is Gumbo of Opportunities. Hello everyone, I'm Alessandro, and today we have the pleasure to interview Susan Michi, Director of Graduate Program at Loyola University New Orleans College of Business. Susan joined Loyola in 2022, she previously served in leadership role in different university. One of those is Tulane University. She has extensive experience in employer engagement, in recruiting, recruiting support, and in connecting students, helping students to connect to, you know, career pathways and so on. Susan holds a master in social work and a BA from Tulane University. And as the director of College of Business Graduate Programs, Susan is able to bring her 25 years of experience in corporate private sectors and all her experience in higher education for like making the best choices for our students. So it's a pleasure to have Susan here with us today. Hello, Susan.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. Awesome. So nice to have you here.
And I'm excited to be here.
Welcome to Gumbo of Opportunities. And why are you here?
Why am I here? Well, I am really excited about a program, a fairly new program we have in the College of Business. And I wanted to share this program with your listeners.
That's awesome. I mean, we're talking about a program that is called Global MBA, which is, and please correct me if I'm wrong, a triple master program that we offer at College of Business, Loyola University New Orleans, but not just College of Business, but also
Schema Business School in Paris, France, and LMU in Munich, Germany.
So an MBA in three different nations, right?
It is. It is 3 degrees in 3 countries, but it's one program.
One program.
Right. So students will earn a MBA or global MBA from Loyola University. Then they'll earn the Diplôme Grand École from mm-hmm. Schema Business School in Paris. And then they earn a Master of Management degree from Munich at LMU.
Awesome. Well, and also you have to learn beautiful languages at the same time, right?
Well, actually, the entire program is given in English. But what's really nice is learning those other languages is just part of the additional education students get with this program. Outside of the traditional classroom coursework, they get a lot of cultural experience and education as well. And with that comes some languages.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure of it. And so can you help us first to kind of understand what is the program about? I mean, how it works, how can students navigate throughout all the different like semesters, 1 year and the other two abroad? How
right.
does it work?
Right. So the program is a cohort-based program. So we're starting our fifth cohort. So it's a fairly new program. Our fifth cohort's coming up in fall 2025. All students begin their program at Loyola University, New Orleans. We are the host school, one of the host schools for getting the program started, as well as students do all of their application for all three schools through Loyola University, New Orleans. So that really takes some of the complications of trying to apply to all three universities. So they start with us in fall 1. They move to Schema in spring 1. They're at LMU in Munich in summer 1 and fall 2. Now, for the Global MBA program, the 45 credit hours, which it's 15 credits at each university, that 45, the student can earn solely the Global MBA. To earn all 3 degrees, the Schema School of Business and LMU both require a thesis requirement, which has students finishing approximately spring or summer to receive all three degrees. So one, for the Global MBA, you could do that in about 18 months. But if you're looking at doing the triple degree, then you're looking at doing it 2 years and maybe just a little bit longer. So the program is mostly management, but we see our students going into a variety of industry after graduation. I think the key piece about the way this program was developed, students really can look at their interests career-wise and use this opportunity to move toward those goals.
Yeah. No, it sounds super, super engaging and super interesting. And do you normally get just business students, or you get students from different backgrounds to apply for this master?
So typically we do get a number of students with backgrounds in business, or undergraduates in business, but we also have political science, we have engineers, we have students who come from areas of liberal arts. There's not a requirement for an undergraduate in business, but we do see students who pursue this program are really interested in having working in a business sector for their career.
Yeah, no, no, for sure, for sure. And so we said, basically, as a student who applies and gets accepted into this program, he will have to start here in New Orleans, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And especially that is amazing, the fact that they start in the full semester, right? Here in New Orleans.
Yes, the first semester, the cohort is together, and they all begin fall in New Orleans.
Which also probably one of the best times to reach New Orleans. One, you know, all the warm temperature, humidity is going down from all the summer, the super long summer of New Orleans. And so they can start like enjoying the city, especially those who are not from here.
Yeah, for our students who have, of course, come from abroad, maybe from some of the northern states, California, in the U.S., when they arrive in August, it's pretty warm. Oh, yeah. And and they have about a month of, wow, it's really hot here.
Yes.
And then about October, November, December, where they're from, it's gotten cold and sometimes snow. And they really enjoy our beautiful weather, and especially festival time. And all the amazing music and all the amazing food.
It's so funny that now that you mention it, I remember talking with a couple of students and say, well, you know, we come from the U.S., but we're from like either, let's say, Minnesota or upstate New York, whatever, you know. Say, well, you know, you come here, you feel the heat, especially in the summer. And then the more you stay, the more you get used to it. Not just to the heat, but also to like a way warmer winter.
Right.
And then you say, well, when it's now cold weather here, which, doesn't happen that much.
Our cold weather isn't particularly cold.
Let's not consider this year, which is cold. Of course, it's going to be like a breaking record here because of the snow, because of temperature, you know, all the stuff. But and people were complaining, wow, even here it's cold. Then I would say, why? You are from Minnesota, you shouldn't complain, right?
Right.
But it's a different type of cold where we have still some humidity. But it's fun. It's fun to see like these dynamics of people not from here starting to get used to this weather, starting to get used to a different, different type of cities, different type of culture. And it probably is the best starting point of this 18 months or 2 full years program, right?
Yeah, it is. And you mentioned the heat here, which is true. The students mentioned that. But then they also, for some, especially of our students from France and Germany, where there's not a lot of air conditioning in some buildings, the students have been intrigued with how much air conditioning there is here, included on many of our restaurant patios that have the chillers out there. So they said, yeah, it's hot, but you find air conditioning everywhere.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, what is something that you immediately feel once you're in the U.S.?
Right.
I mean, especially compared for you from Europe. I mean, I'm originally from Italy, so I know it very well. Even though now it's kind of we are trying to catch up on this specific, you know, let's say customs that we have here to just blow air conditioning at max.
Right.
Everywhere and all year round, but yes, it's enjoyable, especially when it's still very warm. So why should a student then choose your global MBA, our global MBA, instead of doing like a normal MBA which is going to be also shorter? What is the real value of the global MBA?
So if a student only did the global MBA and not the triple degree, they're still able to complete that in about 18 months. So, you know, usually that's about a traditional MBA if you're going to do a fast track, do it full time. So time-wise, it's not really different if you're just going for the global MBA. Also, if you just went for the global MBA and being able to study in the other countries and get that cultural immersion, students are learning some of the key transferable skills all employers seek. So what's really important about things from just learning how to find housing for your time at school, because different from just a study abroad program that may be a week or 2 weeks, they are there the full semester, which there are study abroad programs like that, of course, but students are responsible for their own housing. And so between navigating visas in finding housing and taking care of things like health insurance in other countries, these are things that are going to be important to employers who are global-minded and are looking to hire people who already have that skill. And it is a skill to learn how to travel in other countries and abide by their policies, procedures, laws, and requirements for being in that country. So that piece is really important. Now, for the triple degree, not only do students have the opportunity to work with dedicated career services and networking and leveraging the alumni network at Loyola, they get that at the other two institutions too. So there is a lot of opportunity for students to start their career goal and career search from day one. When they join Loyola, they're looking at opportunities here, meeting people in different sectors of business, as well as going to speaker series, participating in our events like with our institutions and centers here, the Center for Entrepreneurship, any of the clubs and programs. They get to start that not only in New Orleans at Loyola, but every school. They're going to get to access their career services, their networking, and their alumni. So there's, to my knowledge, there's not another program like this. And like you mentioned, I've been around a higher ed for a little while. So yeah. I look regularly to see if there's another program like ours, and I have not found it yet. Well, but I think it's the future.
Well, I completely agree, and just because of that, that points out of a great value that our master program has. Also, what you mentioned is very critical, having the possibility to get access to resources from three different universities, in three different nations, being able to really choose, but not just choose, but also literally like building your network globally as you go, as you navigate throughout all the semesters abroad and see really what you can really cherry pick from each country, make it yours, and literally add to your baggage, add to your experience, and build your own career. Right.
Right. That, and also just the fact that it is a cohort program, they have their own network within their own cohort. And during the admission process, we worked really hard. We do work very hard to find a good diverse group. And we reach out and promote this program globally. And we make an effort during the interview process, especially for this process, someone from each institution is on that interview. So we can start getting a good feel for that that diversity in the cohort. And so we have, like I mentioned before, we have people from a variety of undergraduate degrees. We have people from with a variety of work experience. Most are 5 years and less work experience, but we even have some, we've had some with military experience. And so the cohorts can really help the students learn how to work within this really, these teams that are super diverse too, and leverage strengths and weaknesses that, as far as I know, every employer looks forward to.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And no, you're right. So if you have to, let's say, if I ask you to summarize all the main strengths of this master with just keywords, one we said is the uniqueness of this global MBA. The second one we said is kind of like the network that you build.
Mm-hmm.
What's left?
Hmm.
What you said, like cultural shocks, cultural impact,
there's
right?
Definitely, I think definitely cultural. There's also cultural, but certainly with some within everything, it's also there's critical thinking in there that's so important, and the profile of these students kind of come naturally into it. But then as they're navigating things within their cohort as well as within their coursework and within their just personal moving, all that, and learning to adapt, I think there's a big chunk of critical thinking in there. So maybe that's two words. Can we have two words? Can we just hyphenate
it? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And make it one more.
We can do whatever you want. You know, I think you really summarize it. And it's funny that you mentioned something because I was going to ask you a specific question about it because I'm curious about hearing from you any nice, like, beautiful stories from one of, like, past graduates. In particular, many students, from my knowledge, approach this type of programs with a little bit of fear. Would be good for me? Would I be good to adapt to a different environment? What if I am abroad and say, maybe I did a bad choice entering this program? And you had the chance to meet many graduates first when they came and they asked for information. Okay, Susan, how is this program? Why is do you think it's adapt for, is the best for me? Or do you think it's a good challenge for me? And then you saw them grow
mm-hmm.
throughout the different semester.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you see them again, if you meet them again later, when they maybe they graduate, they finish, they maybe are back here because maybe they started here, you know, and you see completely different people, right?
So from cohort three, in that first semester, their fall one, we had a couple students homesick. They were from Europe, and they were struggling. And so one of the things that I say, but also the committee says every chance we get, is if you don't tell us you need help, we don't know how to help you, but we'll work to
of
do
course.
That. So we worked with those students to try to figure out how to, you know, make it better for them when they went to schema, because they were not U.S., German, or schema students. So they were going to three very different cultures. By the end, by the time I saw them again in Munich, as they were finishing up the coursework, just happy as they could be. They were so excited that they stayed and the things that they learned on how to navigate each place. And just things like the committee, especially, so when cohort four came along, we looked at ways to build more unity from the first day. We kind of, for cohort three, I think we allowed students to do it a little more on their own. So when cohort four started, one of the first things we did was team building and break them all up, let them get to know each other a little better, and work toward a common goal. So our cohort four was our first cohort to have a mission statement for their group.
Nice.
And they have all been very bonded from this entire time. They've traveled in every country they could, and when they were here, they were traveling outside of the country because they were ready to go to so many beautiful beaches that are near the U.S. So those were some challenges that we saw good success as we learned, because of course, you know, cohort three, it was my first cohort. And just generally for the committee, we were still learning as we build this. And every time we learn something from the cohort, we try to implement something new to make it better.
Yeah. No, it's great that you pointed out all these possible challenges, because actually those challenges are also those who make people more resilient, more adaptable to different environments. And really are those things that make the future leaders.
Right.
In business, right?
Yeah, you have to learn to adapt. You have to learn to be flexible. With cohort three, I did try to mediate during one situation, and it was just two different views, and they needed to, at some point, you have to learn to respect a view. And it may be different from yours. Doesn't mean it's wrong. It's just different. And so that actually worked out well, and both of those people became very friendly with each other. I don't know that they were necessarily best friends, but they really learned to adapt to their team. And most of us have all worked on teams, and, you know, there's ups and downs with teams, but you just have to learn to be that professional. And I think that was a lesson they came away with.
Oh, yeah. Specifically, it's a lesson that they now can, like, bring literally back to the workplace as soon as they are higher than as soon as they start their international careers.
Yeah, I think this program for the top transferable skills that employers look for, this program hits on all of them. Just, you know, from adaptability to leadership to teamwork, critical thinking, recognizing cultural differences, communication, huge.
Yes. No, it's true. And For this latter point, I would like really to ask you if you have any example that you can share, of course, without any specific name, but just examples of graduates from this master or people like in the process of finishing the master that you think are like good example of how good this master work.
Oh, so some of the jobs and where they're living,
those kinds
of things? Yeah, so most of the students, as I mentioned before, students, we really encourage them to find their career goal. What's your target? We have from our most recent, so we have first, second, and third cohorts that are employed out there, and they're in the areas of management and finance and marketing, consulting. We got some project management. And then we also have someone working in state planning and development. So we have people working in luxury brands. We have people working in New York and New Orleans, but Paris and Munich and Dublin. And so they're working, they're going after their targets. So there's no one employer that's doing the hiring. But we do have students in, for the luxury brand, Louis Vuitton, out of New York, and then Deloitte, some luxury hotel brands, a student that was very interested in management in that area, and BCG. So, again, it's a variety of places they're going because they're choosing their target, and then they're leveraging their resources and their network to get there. And job seekers, their number one way of being a successful landing that job is through your network. It's over 80% of the process.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Also, you mentioned very, very interesting companies, big companies, a huge variety of sectors included in the sample that you just mentioned. So literally, I couldn't say like a best way to get into contact with you, with Christy, with all the team at the College of Business dealing with the graduate program, right? And I have another question actually for you that just came to my mind.
Okay.
Since you traveled a lot during all these cohorts, all this process, so you visit Schema, you go to Munich, right? Yeah. And do you have any anecdotes for us that you can say?
For myself? Oh, yeah. A couple years ago, that was the first time I was in Paris. And my husband and I had just arrived, and so we had some jet lag. And fortunately, our hotel was fairly close to the Eiffel Tower, and I said, never seen it. Let's walk down. And so we get down there. It's pretty cold for me because it's January in Paris. Yeah. And we're walking back up to go back to our hotel, and I said, you know, I just need to warm up. Let's just find a place, you know, for a coffee or some food or something. So there was a little place there. We just wander in. It was packed. So I said, it's got to be pretty good. But there were two seats at the bar area. So we set up there, and this young woman waits on us, and she was from Brooklyn, New York. So she was able to speak English with us. So we started chatting, and I told her about a program that I manage. And she said, oh, one of our employees is in that. And I went, oh, I don't think so. Now, this was cohort 3, right? So early program. And she said, no, he's in that program. And so she said his name. And I went, oh, my goodness.
He is
in my program. I cannot believe that the very first place I sit down in Paris and speak to someone, that one of my students worked there. Now, he was working there during his program to make a little extra money. And so that was kind of a fun thing. We've had wonderful experiences during our time and visiting, and the cities are, you know, you really don't have to speak that language, and you don't have to speak French or German to be in this program. It's all English.
Yes.
Everyone that a student would encounter through this program within the universities will be able to speak English, or may even be from the U.S. Or we have one of our committee members in France who's from England. So, you know, there's a lot of different interesting people that students in this program are going to get to engage with, get to know, and work with.
Oh, yeah. And especially that helps a lot of students, in minimizing the cultural shock that might feel once they move to countries which have tremendously different cultures compared to the U.S. And that, of course, kind of facilitated the process and allow students to immediately, focus on what are the main priorities for them. Like you mentioned earlier, housing, everything, having immigration papers ready. I mean, everything is set and ready to go. So that is for sure a positive element that we should highlight here. Yeah.
Yeah, and our students with the committee, we sort of organize, and it's a smaller cohort at the time. We're keeping it capped at 30, so it's really manageable. We know who's in that program, know them well, and then at each university, we have a pre-arrival virtual meeting to have students ready to come in to New Orleans, and then with the fall semester, we have a pre-departure for Paris and Schema. And then in the middle of that spring semester, they do the same thing, a pre-departure meeting for students going to LMU and Munich. And then that way, while the students still have to do the navigation of all the legal paperwork and the visas, they are supported by their institutions.
Yes.
And each institution has an international office, too, to further support.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. Anything else you want to add?
Not that I can think of right now.
So,
but if I do, I'll come back.
Oh, well, of course, you're always welcome here. Always welcome here. So I guess the last question for you is going to be, okay, now, if anyone out there is interested in Global MBA or Triple Master at Loyola University New Orleans, what should they do?
Well, we do have, all schools have it on their website. So they could go to Schema LMU or to our Loyola website and put in international triple degree, and it pops up. However, if they just go to our website, to the business school, website, they'll see the whole program listed there. But if they just want to email us at mba@loino.edu, we can send that information right to them.
That's perfect. And you missed one important element.
Oh, what'd I miss?
If they contact you, they will have to get the pleasure of meeting you, Susan,
that's
and Kristy.
And we, because we do run the program from Loyola, we know a lot about it. And like we mentioned, there's some things outside of just the coursework that we can help with.
That's awesome. Great. Thank you so much, Susan.
You're welcome. Thank you. I enjoyed this.
It's been very enjoyable. I hope we shared a very interesting presentation and very interesting information for all of them out there. We hope that everyone feel interested in at least gathering information about our global MBA. And of course, you get to meet them. We get to meet this incredible team, and you will just, face the program and see if the best occasion for you. Thank you again, Susan, for coming here. You're always welcome here. So whenever you want to share something that happened throughout the Global MBA, just need to knock.
I'd be happy to do that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to Gumbo of Opportunities, the podcast about international business of Southern Louisiana and New Orleans. Huge thanks to Farah, Oban, and all the staff involved for making this podcast possible. The music is New Orleans Jazz Guitar Music by The Music Hive.